now on air.
Audio date is 11.24.2023. Current time is 10:47 a.m. Eastern Time here in upstate New York, the southern tier of upstate New York where I live and reside. Rich Roberts, Fireman Rich here on the Spotify for Podcasters app for day number 24 of Na Pod Pomo, National Podcasters Post Month, the audio challenge that takes place every November. And it is the original Audio Month Challenge. All others are copies. And this Na Pod Pomo is in its 16th year. So congratulations to Jennifer Nevavid. Eventually I'll get your name correct, Jennifer. But Jennifer is the creator and proprietor, person to go to, I guess, for Na Pod Pomo. And you can check out the site that she's created, napodpomo.org. I have it on one of my cards over here. We're off and running here. Well, we've been off and running here. We're in our last week. And yesterday was Thanksgiving. I gave up, put up my thankfulness audio there for day 23, and yesterday was we're still beaming from yesterday, me, the missus, and the family members that were here as far as to take part in a gathering of thanks on the Thanksgiving. And I did see, you know, according, you saw, if you listened to yesterday's and you saw the audio art, you'll see that Santa Claus made it to the end of the Macy's Day Parade. So it is now the Christmas holiday. And it was coming back from our morning walk, the missus and me, a neighbor there who gets out pretty early. I think he gets out of work. No, he was out early. Was saying that for Black Friday, there was nobody in the store. But some of the items he wanted to get, they're already gone. But there's nobody in the stores. And I go, what's going on with that? And both him and the missus, my neighbor and the missus, they go, well, it's online shopping. You can buy online and you can have them put aside. So it's a different aspect of Black Friday. And I go, whoa, that's interesting. So I guess there wasn't really all that many lines. You know, those stores that are online, and Walmart being a big one, Lowe's, Target, and many others there as far as that goes. So I'm still looking at some stuff. I'll probably be purchasing for myself here the next couple days online. There are a few things getting close to Christmas there to buy for the family members and stuff like that. It should be no big deal. So I don't know, if does this sort of indicate that Black Friday is a thing of the past, as far as it's not going to go away. They're going to still have it because it's a big marketing thing. But the aspect of the long lines and all that, and you know, the from years back, I haven't taken part or going out on Black Friday in like close to over 20 years or something like that. It's back before, a long time ago at any rate. But one thing that did happen yesterday, the bottom line is yesterday it happened. It was a great day. And this one's starting out, we're back on keel to where it feels like a regular weekday because we got our walk-in. Me and the missus took the day off yesterday, and then with all the things going on related to Thanksgiving holiday, we sort of lost track that it felt like a weekend almost and such. But this is day 24, and you can see from the audio art, it's like, what is that? That's the Earth, but it looks like there's a rock hanging over it. Well, that's the subject of this day 24 Na Pod Pomo, an interesting article of a lost asteroid and is on a potential collision course with the Earth. And you say, not another one. That's what I saw or said when I saw the headline. But it's a real quick article concerning it. And we have to be aware of these objects. And for the most part, I think it was a show on either History Channel, Discovery Channel, that for the most part, they have these things. No, it might have been a YouTube I was watching. They have these mapped out, a good part of these asteroids that are in close proximity, even though they're millions of miles, millions and millions of miles away. But NASA is warning that a lost asteroid could be on a collision course with Earth next year. The asteroid 2007 FT3 was first discovered by astronomers back in 2007. However, it quickly disappeared from their view less than 2 days later. So where did it go? It's out there. You got a telescope. I have a telescope. I look at things. Where did it go? Did it hide behind something or whatever? I don't know. The asteroid has a diameter of 0.21 miles and weighs approximately 54 million tons. So it's a pretty good size one. But according to the NASA's Center of Near Earth Object Studies, asteroid 2007 FT3 has a 1 and 11.5 million chance of striking the Earth on October 5th of next year, 2024. And let's say if it does hit the Earth, well, it will unleash a force equal to, and this is where they get into that math bit with science, equal to 2.6 billion tons of TNT. Now, while that's not enough to cause of a blast to cause widespread regional devastation, okay, like take out a city or something like that, it's not enough to destroy the planet. So this isn't a planet killer. But even still, could you see this puppy coming down and hitting somewhere on the Earth, and it's just gonna take it all out. The asteroid will make another pass after next year in 2030, when the odds are a little bit closer. Instead of 1 and 11.5 million, it's 1 in 10 million chance of colliding with the Earth. So this one, that would indicate it's getting a little closer if it passes by. The NASA Center of Near Earth Object Studies, CNESOS, is currently tracking the objects of more than 32,000 near-Earth asteroids and more than 120 comets that could impact the Earth at the same point in the future. So they're keeping track of their paths and where they're going. And so this is one I'd like to keep my eye on. And that's what I'm going to call this. Keeping an eye on what is that called? Asteroid 2007 FT3, because it's 1 in 11 million chance, so it's going to probably pass by a couple million miles away or something like that. We've had some of these where I think the last one was the flyby of the last asteroid was between the Earth and the Moon, I think. So that's very close in space terms. That's like a near miss and such, because the universe is just vast open space. So but I found that pretty interesting, because we need to be concerned. We're not totally safe from what's floating around out there in outer space, and we have more of a handle. If you just think, stepping one step back, at the aspect that probably 20 years ago we didn't even have tracking on 32,000 near Earth asteroids. The technology is getting better. We're starting to play around with the asteroids where we're sending. We got a sample that came back from an asteroid that we sent a space mission to. We've crashed rockets into. We've diverted their paths. So it's there's ways of mitigating maybe an asteroid that's heading towards us. And this show I was watching the other day, it had to have been in the last week because it seems like it's fresh in my mind, concerning near-Earth objects such as asteroids and comets. The alert would be such that once they narrow down the path of where it's going to hit, would still be well over a year out or something like that. So it's not like it's going to just fly by. So, and that's the whole object of keeping an eye on these near-Earth asteroids and comets that are floating around out there. And let's just update their path of travel. Yeah, it's getting a little closer. Will I see, or will we see one of these in my lifetime? Yeah, we're bombarded daily by meteorites, and we have had some wider explosions. The last one, I believe, a YouTube video I remember seeing of something coming down over the Russian airspace there, and the meteorite exploded in the atmosphere, and it caused some damage. Injured people. I don't think it caused any deaths, if I recall. But something this big, it'll probably break apart a little bit, but it's going to come crashing down on the Earth if it does. So it's just something to think about, as far as to be aware of, and an interesting article. Try not to make this a bummer of the destruction of the Earth. No, it's something that's just an in the regular routine of what's happening in outer space and stuff. We don't really have total control of those large body objects that are floating around there. But we're trying, It's just the technology's moving in that general direction. So that's my interesting article. Lost asteroid is on a potential collision course with Earth, and we'll see what happens. Definitely got this one written down on a postie and to keep track of the news, but if something comes up, I'm sure it'll be a headline as far as that goes. All right, folks. Day 24 of Napod Pomo. We're continuing the journey. We have, 6 days left? Man, we're on the last week. This has been a quick month. And as far as that goes, I'm going to go ahead and enjoy the rest of my day because before doing this Napod Pomo Day 24 audio, I got the wash is getting ready to be finished. I've got to throw that in the dryer. And then I've got the dishes, the morning dishes. And the missus is out grocery shopping. So I got to stand by, get ready to bring in the groceries as far as to be the little help, helper around the house here. And then just see what the rest of the day brings. Because we've got a regular fall day out, knocking on wood. There's no white stuff on the ground, which is very unusual for this time because we usually get at least one snowstorm just before Thanksgiving, and there's nothing on the radar there for the next year, the next week, I should say. There was a weather warning this morning when I did the Twitch broadcast, morning coffee broadcast, live streaming, that there might be some snow up there in the Adirondacks and Catskills, but I looked the radar, and let me see if I check it right real quick here as far as that goes. And as far as 50 miles out, well, they got some stuff brewing up there towards Syracuse Way. It's about 50 nautical miles north of Tioga County and stuff. It's starting, but just the way it's flowing over towards rotating over towards the Catskills and Adirondacks. And that's the lake effect snow from Lake Ontario and stuff. So which Lake Ontario and Lake Erie, big influence on our weather here, and along with the Finger Lakes as far as the southern tier. So, but we'll keep tabs of that. But for all intents and purposes, it's a nice fall day with some puffy clouds, clear blue sky, the orange leaves on the tree still. So, okay, with that, we're going to exit stage left here, folks. You have a great one. We'll be back tomorrow for day 25. Until then, you all have a great one, a great Thursday. And live life, have fun. Ciao for now. As always, peace. And take care, folks.